We're going to be in 2 Chronicles tonight, chapter 20. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, a story of King Jehoshaphat. We'll take from his story and make some personal applications tonight. Hope to be a help and blessing to you. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. We're going to read several verses through the chapter, so follow along with me. As we begin, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1, it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab, and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the side of Syria. And behold, they be Hazazon, Tamar, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all of the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand there is not power, is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art thou not our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people, and gavest it to thy seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? Jump down to verse number 12. O God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites, and the children of the Kohathites, and the children of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies, and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in the gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you'll just open your word to us tonight. Father, as we seek help from you, Lord, may we see in this story of Jehoshaphat Father, something that we can apply in our daily lives. Father, may we go from this place being encouraged by your word, being strengthened, Lord, being able to face another day. And Father, I pray that you'd just guide, that you'd fill this room, Lord, tonight with the Spirit of God. May he be the one, Lord, that does the speaking. We'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. And amen. Story of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. Very interesting story tonight that we just read. The armies of the Ammonites and the Moabites and some from Mount Seir all gathered together to come against Judah and Jehoshaphat. And I want you to look at verse number 12, and I want to focus our attention on one phrase in Jehoshaphat's prayer that will be the catalyst for the message tonight. In verse 12, he says, "O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh out against us." Now listen to hear what he says. "Neither know we what to do." Jehoshaphat said, "Lord, we don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. We haven't got the army. We haven't got the weapons. We haven't got the armament. We haven't got what we need to go against this kind of a battle, this kind of armies that are coming against us. Lord, we don't know what to do." You ever been in that place in your life? If you haven't, you will. When you're going to come across something, you're going to say, "I don't know what to do." Maybe in your area of finances. "I don't know what to do." Maybe a family crisis. And you just have to bow your heart before the Lord and say, I don't know what to do. Maybe a health issue. And nobody's doctors can't help you, and you're at a point where you just, I don't know what to do. So Jehoshaphat was in that position tonight. The king of Judah. The king's supposed to be the head of the army. He's supposed to be the one that leads the battle and leads the charge. And here Jehoshaphat said, "I don't know what to do." You're going to run into trouble. Job said, "Yet a man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward." He said, "Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble." You know, you cannot live in this sin-sick, cursed world and not face trouble. It's going to come. So what I want to do tonight, if you'll let me, if the Holy Spirit will work through it, I want to help you know what to do when you don't know what to do. What do I do when I don't know what to do? So let's take our lesson from Jehoshaphat tonight, all right? I want you to notice in verse 3, the Bible says Jehoshaphat feared. There was fear in his heart. Verse 12, he admitted, "I don't know what to do." So what did he do? I want to give you a phrase tonight. You're going to memorize it. When you go home tonight, you're going to say it. It's going to be in your mind over and over again. Here it is. When you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. When you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. Okay? Say it with me. When you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. Do what you know to do, all right? That's what Jehoshaphat did. I want you to see it tonight in this passage of Scripture. Verse number 3, let's start out. The first thing we see Jehoshaphat did, as soon as he got the word and he didn't know what to do, the first thing the Bible says he did was, verse 3, he said that he set himself to seek the Lord. I don't see where Jehoshaphat called together his generals. "Guys, what are we going to do?" I don't see where Jehoshaphat ran to the guide to battle and started thumbing through it, trying to figure out, okay, they're coming out. What kind of strategies can we set up? No, the first thing that we see Jehoshaphat do when he ran into something he didn't know what to do about, he went to the Lord. He sought the Lord. The first step, seek the Lord. The Bible says he set himself to seek the Lord. Have you ever talked to someone and you just fret and worrying and stewing about it, and you just said, I don't know what I'm going to do, and that person said to you is, well, have you talked to the Lord? Well, we like to talk to people, don't we?
Right.
We like to find somebody that's got a listening ear. But can I just remind you tonight, he's got a listening ear.
Right.
First person you ought to turn to when you don't know what to do is the Lord. Turn to the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 29, I'll just read this to you, verse 13 to 14. The Bible says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search with me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from the nations and from all places that where I've driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into a place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. God says, I'm just sitting waiting for you to call on me, for you to seek me. Instead of going to the counselors, instead of going to the books, instead of running to a friend, the first place you ought to go is to the Lord. Now, you know that, don't you? When you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. What do you know to do? Go to God. I love it when the Kendrick family sings, someone go get God. Go to the Lord. Jehoshaphat ran to the Lord. Second thing he did, I want you to see there in verse number 3. He knew to do this. The second thing he did was he prepared their hearts by proclaiming a fast. You see that in verse number 3? He said that he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. What does fasting do? Fasting helps prepare your heart. Fasting helps you to get your heart where it belongs, right with God. You know, there's a lot of things you can do to get right with God. But I'm going to tell you, when you skip food, when you fast some pleasure, it gets your attention. It gets your attention. Jehoshaphat said, I don't know what to do, but we're going to seek after God, and we're going to get everybody together. Y'all are going to fast. We're going to get serious about this. This isn't some sort of little game we're playing. This isn't a chess match. We've got a big problem here. We've got some trouble coming. This is a life and death situation. It's time to get serious with God. And we don't talk a lot about fasting in our churches these days, do we? You know, in fact, we'd rather fellowship than fast, because fellowship is always accompanied with food. Right? We're going to have a fellowship tonight, right? You know, every time the seniors have a fellowship, they always go to some restaurant somewhere and eat out. And we fellowship around food. We don't fast much, do we? I was in a church one time. Years ago, we were in Bible college. On Mother's Day, the pastor got behind the pulpit and said, I want to call the church to a time of fasting beginning today. Everybody went, it's Mother's Day. We can't do it on Mother's Day. You fast on Mother's Day. We're in our restaurants. We've only got our reservations. I don't know how many of that folks in the church fasted that day. We don't talk about it much.
Right.
But the Bible is replete with the word fast. Jesus fasted 40 days. I'd be dead. Jehoshaphat said, I know what to do. I don't know what to do, but I know what to do. I'm going to seek God. I'm going to get the folks together. We're going to get serious about this. And he called a fast.
Amen.
Look at verse number 4. Verse number 4, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help. That sounds like prayer to me. They called themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. When you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. What do you know to do? Well, you know to pray. I mean, don't we know that? I mean, I'm talking to seasoned churchgoers. I mean, we know we're supposed to pray. When you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. He called the people together and they prayed. And it records Jehoshaphat's prayer here. By the way, the king led the prayer. They prayed. There's something to be said about prayer. There's something to be said about corporate prayer. This wasn't just a bunch of people decided to drop down on their knees by their beds at night and pray. No, they got together and had prayer. I kind of miss that. Wednesday nights used to be called prayer meetings. And I don't know, we've just kind of gotten away from that. Corporately as a church, praying together. This situation was serious enough. Jehoshaphat said, I don't know what to do, but I know what to do. Let's get together and let's pray. And the whole nation came together and prayed. You study the New Testament church. They were a church of prayer.
Right.
I mean, they prayed the Holy Spirit down on the day of Pentecost. They prayed Peter out of prison. I personally believe, Scripture doesn't say this, but I personally believe the church was praying for Saul of Tarsus. He was threatening the church. Somebody's threatening the church, what do? You pray. I believe the church was praying. I believe part of the reason the Apostle Paul got saved was because the church was praying for him. Jesus said, I got to go take care of this. The church is praying. Came down there and met Paul. Paul became Saul. Saul became Paul. I believe the church prayed Paul onto the mission field. They were a praying church. They prayed. Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 21, verse 36, Jesus said, watch ye therefore and pray always. James 5, 16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Jehoshaphat said, I don't know what to do, but I know what to do. We're going to pray. And they prayed. And of course, we read the end of the story. God answers prayer. Hey, you know, God believes in prayer. He's waiting to hear you pray. They prayed. When you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. Go down to verse number 12. After prayer, or in the ending of the prayer, Jehoshaphat says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. And then he says, but our eyes are upon thee. You know what that sounds like to me? Sounds like faith. Sounds like he said, we're going to trust you. Lord, we don't know what to do, but we'll look to you. Our eyes are upon you. We're going to put our faith in you. We're going to trust in you. We don't have the power. We don't have the resources. We don't have the armies. We don't have the ability to go up against this mighty crowd. But God, we know you do. And our eyes are on you. We're looking to you, Lord. Our little ones have been taught about how mighty you are. And we're looking to you. We've heard how you've led the children of Israel. We've heard the things you've done for them. And you go back and read his prayer, and he talks about how great God is and all the great mighty things God has done. And he says, we're looking to you. We don't know what to do, but we're going to put our faith and trust in you.
Amen.
When's the last time you just backed off and said, Lord, I'm just going to trust you with this? It's amusing to me sometimes. We trust God with our eternal souls, but we don't trust him with our daily stuff.
Right. That's good.
We don't trust him with our finances. Or we don't trust him with our health. We trust him with our eternal soul. I believe God's going to take me to heaven when I die because I put my faith and my trust in his shed blood on the cross and his resurrection from the grave and his promise to me that he'll give me everything. I trust him for that. But I'm not sure I can trust him to provide my daily need.
Right.
When you don't know what to do, you do know what to do. trust God. One of my favorite. Oh, by the way, down in verse 20, he says a lot of part of that verse, believe in the Lord. He's talking to the people. He says, Lord, our eyes are on you. And then he turns to the people and he says, I believe in God. Trust him. One of my favorite passages is the scripture. In fact, it's been my life verse. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You know it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do. You know what to do.
Yeah.
Trust God.
Yes, sir.
Trust God. During the terrible days of World War II, a father in London was holding his small boy by the hand. They ran from the building, and the building had just been struck by a bomb. In the front yard was a shell hole that had been prepared. And so they were seeking shelter as quickly as possible. The father jumped into the hole and then held up his arms for his son to follow. Terrified, yet hearing his father's voice telling him to jump, the boy said, I can't see you. The father looked up against the sky and saw this silhouette of his son. He said, yes, son, but I can see you. Jump. You know, sometimes when you don't know what to do, it's hard to see God. But he sees you.
Amen.
And you can trust him. You can rely on him. You can depend on him. And you can have faith in him. And when you don't know what to do, James chapter 1, verse 6 through 8, the Bible says, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Right.
What does God want from us? 100% fully trust.
Amen.
When you don't know what to do. James wrote later on, if any of you is sick, call for the elders. Let them anoint him with oil. Then he says, the faith, this is what God's looking for. The faith. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. If you have committed sins, they'll be forgiven. How many times, when you read your Bible, how many times do we see Jesus working with people and dealing with faith? Right? The blind man, do you have faith? The father comes with the demonic son. Says, I don't know what to do. I've gone to your disciples. And Jesus says, have faith in God. And he says, by the way, this kind cometh not but by prayer and fasting. It's faith that God's looking for. You don't know what to do? Yeah, you do. You know what to do. Trust God. Look down at verse number 15. Verse number 15. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem and thou King Jehoshaphat. This is the guy speaking. The Lord has spoken to him now and he's speaking the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Can I say, fifthly, he knew what to do because he knew to obey. To obey. When you don't know what to do, you know what to do. Obey God. Obey what he says. The word of the Lord came to them and God said, here's what I want you to do. And God gave them instructions as to what to do. And the word of the Lord came and instructed them. And we find in this passage of scripture that they did what God told them to do. They obeyed.
Amen.
When you don't know what to do, just obey God.
Amen.
Just obey. Holy Spirit prompts us to do something, and we analyze it and try to figure it out and try to decide whether it's the right thing to do or not. Just obey. Just do what God says to do. God's given us instructions. Right? He's told us, here's how I want you to live. Here's what I want you to do. All we got to do is pick it up, read it, and say, okay, God, this is what you said. This is what I'm going to do. When you don't know what to do, just obey God. Just do what He says to do. Right? The Bible says love, then love. The Bible says forgive, then forgive. The Bible says be thankful, then be thankful. But you don't understand the circumstances. I don't need to understand the circumstances. I just need to know that when I don't know what to do, I'm going to do what I know to do. And what I know to do is obey the book. Right. What God says to do.
Right.
If I do what God says to do, then it's on Him.
Right.
Not on me. The Bible says give. You ought to give. Well, I don't have the money to give. Well, why don't you let God worry about that? Just give. Bible says pray. You ought to be praying.
Amen.
Bible says go. You ought to go.
Right. Yeah.
It's just obedience. When the problems come and the troubles come and the difficulties come and the hard times come and the heartaches come and the disappointment comes, what do? You just obey the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
But you know that, right? You already know that. When you don't know what to do, you already know what to do. Jehoshaphat knew what to do. You need to obey God. Do what He says. Do what He says. Look at verse 18. Verse 18, Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Look down, verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall be established. Believe His prophets, ye shall prosper. Jump down to verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise. I love the song. The chains were fastened tight down at the jail that night. Still, Paul and Silas would not be dismayed. They said, it's time to lift our voice, sing praises to the Lord. Let's prove that we will trust Him come what may. God wants to hear you sing. When the waves are crashing around you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is all you see. God wants to hear your voice. When the wisest man has spoken, says your circumstance is as hopeless as can be. That's when God wants to hear you sing. He loves to hear our praise on our cheerful days. When the pleasant times outweigh the bad by far. But when suffering comes along and we still sing Him songs, that is when we bless the Father's heart. God wants to hear your praises. In fact, the Bible says He inhabits your praise. He lives in your praise. It's hard. It's hard when your heart's broken to want to sing. It's hard when you don't feel good and your body is broken to lift your voice and sing. It's hard when you don't know what to do to lift your voice in song. But that's what God wants.
Right.
And you knew that. You know He wants to be praised. You know He wants to hear your voice. When you don't know what to do, Jehoshaphat said, guys, gather together. Those of you who are a part of our orchestra here and the singing group, you guys get out front and you let it rip. And they sang and they praised and they worshiped. By the way, verse 22 says, and when they began to sing, the Lord set the ambushments. All he was waiting for was that first note.
Yeah.
Oh, boom. God wants to hear you sing. God wants your praise. And when you don't know what to do and your world is shattered and things are falling apart, God wants to look down from the embankments of heaven and hear you sing His praises. God wants to hear you. But you knew that. Jehoshaphat knew that. And when he said, we don't know what to do, all of a sudden he realized, yeah, we do. We know exactly what to do. We're going to worship. The verse 17. Verse number 17. He knew what to do. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. Where have we heard those words before? Children of Israel on the bank of the Red Sea, right? God said, stand still. Stand still. You know, so many times we try to fight our battles, don't we? We try to take care of it ourselves. We try to run ahead of God. We try to figure out how we're going to fix this. God says, hold it, wait a minute, hold it. Trust in me. Just stand still. Just be still and know that I am God. Just wait on God. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31 gives us that verse, right? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you don't know what to do, you know what to do. Just wait on God. Just trust Him. Wait on Him. When you don't know what to do, what? Do what you know to do. Do what you know to do. You know to seek God. You know to prepare your heart. If it takes fasting, then fasting. You know to pray. You know to trust God and express faith. You know to obey God. You know to worship and pray. And you know to wait. Jehoshaphat said, we don't know what to do. But he did the exact thing he needed to do to get God involved in this battle. I don't know what kind of trials and testing you might be going through tonight. You may be saying to yourself, I don't know what to do. But you do. You do know what to do.